今天我们要一起思想的题目叫做明辨是非。
Today we're going to think about the judge yes and no.
我们最近在思想哥林多后书的这个系列正道。
We're thinking about the Second Corinthian. We're in series of this book.
那今天我们是哥林多后书第二讲。
Well, the second talk on Second Corinthians.
我们知道哥林多后书呢是一卷很具有保罗自传风格的书信。
We know that Second Corinthians is the most autobiographical of Pauline epistles.
从中我们可以看到保罗遭遇的患难挑战，也学习他如何来靠主得胜。
From it, we can see the suffering and challenge Paul encountered and learn how he prevailed in the Lord.
那么，今天我们要看的这个第二讲呢，是非常非常的有保罗个人性。
Today we'll talk, the second talk is very, very personal to Paul.
这一段经文写作的原因是一件很小的事情。
The reason he wrote this episode is very, very a tiny matter.
那么在这封信之前，保罗曾经跟哥林多教会的信徒有讲过，他准备到他们那里去访问。
Before this, he wrote this letter. He did tell Christian in Corinth that he is going to visit them.
那他本来这个访问呢是准备是两次。
He originally planned a visit twice.
他从以弗所先坐船到他们哥林多那里。
He was going to take a boat from Ephesus to Corinth.
然后呢就北上这个马其顿。
And then go north to Macedonia.
然后从马其顿再回到哥林多，这样是两次的访问。
And then return to Corinth, but that's twice visited.
然后从哥林多就回犹太。
And then from Corinth go back to Judea.
但是后来呢，因为某些原因，保罗就把他行程更改为先去马其顿，然后到哥林多。两次短的访问变成一次长的访问。
For some reason, Paul changed his itinerary, so he went to Macedonia first and then to Corinth. So two visited changed to one.
那么就因为这样的一件事情
，And because of this,
在哥林多教会当中有这个保罗的敌人，就借此来攻击保罗，说他反复无常，说保罗不可靠。
So there were enemies of Paul in the Corinthian church who attacked Paul as capricious and unreliable.
那么今天这段经文呢，就是在这样的一个背景之下所写的。
So today's passage is written in this context.
弟兄姊妹们，是不是有点难以思议，不可想象
？So is it hard to imagine this?、
在圣经当中，居然记载了使徒保罗为自己一次行程更改所做的辩护。
In the Bible, it actually recorded that Paul changed his itinerary and he has to defend himself.
那这么一件小事情，他值得也要为自己去辩解、去维护吗
？It's such a small thing, and he still have to defend himself.
实际上，从这背后我们看到，既然它是记载在圣经当中
，So from the background, we see that it's.Written in the Bible.
那么一定有一个很重大特别的原因。
It has been a reason behind it.
这个原因就是一个属灵的征战。
And the reason is that it is a spiritual war.
我们知道呢，恶者对神的仆人的攻击是何等的猖狂。
We know that the evil one attacks the servant of God very viciously.
可以说是无孔不入。
There's no place that didn't go.
寻找一切可能的这个攻击的借口。
It will find all the attackable place.
Yeah, 我们知道这个撒旦的名字又有一个称呼叫做什么？叫做控告者，对不对
？We know that Satan have another name named accuser.
Yeah, 那么保罗面对的是哥林多教会里面一些信徒对他的控告。
So Paul is facing the believers in the Church of Corinth to attack him.
实际上背后乃是那撒旦恶者对他的控告。
But behind it is the Satan, the accuser attacking him.
那这也不是一个简单的人与人之间的这样的一个争斗。
It's not only between people fight.
这乃是一个属灵的征战。
It is a spiritual warfare.
那么今天我们就一起来看一下这段的经文。
Today we are going to read this, see this text.
那保罗在这一段为他自己的这个辩解当中呢，至少讲到三点。
In his defense, in Paul's defense, he mentioned three points.
第一点，他讲到，他说他的对哥林多这个访问乃是经过周全的计划。
He said that the first one is his visit was thoroughly planned.
然后呢，他讲到，他说他的这个访问已经有一个真切的保证。
His visit was truthfully promised.
第三点，他的这样一个访问也是得到了很合理的推迟。
The third point that his visit was thoughtfully postponed.
那我们再说一次，这不是一个简单的，只是一封人间的往来，说我要改变我的计划。这里面每一点上都有这个属灵的原因和属灵的教导在其中。
So, I want to emphasize, it's not just a very small personal letter. It is behind it is a lot of spiritual reasons and a lot of points in there.
那就让我们一点一点的来看。
So we are going to go through one by one.
那首先一点呢，保罗讲到他的这个访问乃是经过了一个周全的计划。
The first point is that Paul mentioned that his visit was thoroughly planned.
Yeah. 那对这一点他有三方面的辩解。
On this point, he has three defenses.
首先是一个基于良心的辩解。
The first one is defense based on conscience.
保罗说我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
Paul said that for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you.
保罗说虽然哥林多教会里面有人在攻击我，
Paul said that even though in the church of Corinth some people are attacking me,
但是我们的良心来为我们做这个见证，
but our conscience is bearing witness for us.
我们是怎样在世来行事为人，凭着神的圣洁与诚实。
How do we conduct ourselves in this world? We are doing it according godly purity and honesty.
经过良心的考证，保罗说我问心无愧。
After a bare conscience, he said that I have nothing to be afraid from my conscience.
那请大家注意啊，在这个地方保罗讲到他的问心无愧。
When Paul said, I have nothing to fear from my conscience.
和提摩太前书第一章15到16节那个地方保罗的一个宣告一点都不矛盾。
So it's not contradictory to what Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 to 16.
有的弟兄姊妹可能记得在提摩太前书第一章那里保罗有一个什么样的宣告呢？
So some brother and sister may remember what that Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 1 15 to 16.
在那里他说在罪人当中我是个什么？罪魁。
There, Paul said that I'm the chief among the sinners.
那在那个地方，他说罪人当中我是个罪魁啊。你要注意啊，我们中文的时态看不出来。在原文当中的时态非常的明显，用的不是过去时，不是现在完成时，用的是一般现在时。
So, when he claimed that I'm the chief among the sinners, the tense that he was using is present tense, not past, not first, future. It's a present, ongoing thing.
他说在众人当中我一直是个罪魁，到现在我还是罪魁，就这个意思。
So what he's saying is that among sinners, I am, and I was, I am, I'm still a chief sinners.
这也是很不可思议的一句话。
It's hard to imagine.
他是使徒，他是神所重用的仆人。
He is apostle, he is highly used by God.
但是他很谦卑地说，他说我比其他的人罪恶更大。
But he humbly said, I'm the chief sinners.
那么在这个地方保罗他又讲，他说我问心无愧，我的良心来为我做见证。
But here Paul said, I have nothing to fear from my conscience, my conscience bear witness for me.
请问大家，保罗是不是自相矛盾？
So I ask you, is Paul contradictory to himself?
不是自相矛盾。
No, it's not self-contradictory.
他是在讲两件不同的事情。
He's talking about two different things.
在他的罪性，在他的跟神的这个关系上面，他知道他有许许多多的亏欠。
In the sin nature and in his dealing with God, he is a lot of lacking in this.
但是同时，在那些人指控污蔑他的这些事情上面
，But among those people who attacking and slandering him,
他知道那些是假的。
He know those are false.
他的良心也知道那是假的。
His conscience also know those accusations are false.
弟兄姊妹们，人的良心很特别，有两方面的作用。
Brothers and sisters, the conscience has two effects.
啊，有的时候我们的良心指出我们是有罪的。
Sometimes our conscience tells us we are sinning.
哎，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
If you know what is good but don't do it, and that's sin.
哎，你的良心告诉你应该去做这件事情，但是我们不做。太多了，对不对？我们每个人都有这样的情形，知道去做没有做。
Conscience tell you you need to do it, but you don't do it. Then we have a lot of us have that experience, right?
在那个时候，我们的良心就定我们的罪了。
And at that point, our conscience is pointing to our sins.
但同时，人的良心还有另一方面的功效。
But our conscience has another effect.
我们的良心有的时候也会见证我们的无辜。
Our conscience sometimes witness our innocence.
所以我们中国人有句话叫扪心自问，摸着良心说话，对不对？
Sometimes Chinese are saying that we hold to our conscience and say we hold, touch our heart and say.
Yeah, 那这个时候保罗就讲说，我摸着良心说，他们对我的这个诽谤攻击是假的。
So Paul is here saying that my conscience bear witness that their attacks are false. Yeah.
我们行事为人不是靠人的那些的所谓的聪明啊。
Our behavior is not depend on human conscience.
这个英文的翻译 fleshly wisdom 就属肉体的那些聪明那些狡诈。
We're not depending on fleshly wisdom.
我们靠的是神的恩惠。
We depend on God's grace.
在你们面前更是这样子，没有那些人的这些狡诈在里面。
It's especially so among you people. There's no fleshly wisdom.
那么第二点，除了基于良心的辩解，保罗下面两节说还有一个叫基于品格的辩解。
So the second point is defense based on character.
啊，我们现在写给你们的话啊，并不外乎你们所念。时间的关系，我们就不把这每一处的经文都念了。
For now, I'm writing you any other, not writing you any other things, but because of time, we are not going to read the whole thing.
啊，那保罗在这里跟哥林多教会继续讲，他说除了我的良心。为我做见证，你们实际上也知道我的为人品格到底是怎样的。
Paul is saying here that besides our conscience, my conscience is bearing witness for me. You also know what kind of person, what is my character.
保罗曾经在哥林多教会牧养多长时间呢
？How long did Paul shepherd at the Church of Corinth?
18个月，一年半的时间。
18 months, a year and a half.
这在保罗的宣教旅程当中，实在是不短的。一个时期了。
It's not a short time in Paul's ministry.
保罗在他们中间出入。
Paul is going in and out with them.
服侍。
Serve them.
传讲主的话语。
Spreading gospel words.
那么这些人他们认识知道保罗是一个什么样的人。
They all know what kind of person Paul was.
保罗说我现在写给你们的话我给你们写信也是一样跟我的为人是一样的也是你们所认识的。
Paul is saying,Right now, writing to you is the same. The person is the same as you know.
那保罗呢，也盼望他们到底还是能够真正的认识、明白保罗是一个怎么样的人。
Paul is hoping that they know exactly what kind of person Paul is.
为什么呢？因为教会里面有些弟兄姊妹受了那些蛊惑分子的迷惑。
Why did Paul say that? Because some people in the church was influenced by the bad people.
那么他们开始怀疑保罗。
They start to doubt Paul.
他一贯的这些的品行。
They doubt Paul's character.
所以他们说，哎，保罗这个人怎么好像我们不认识了
？They are saying how come that Paul is not the same person we know?
实际上不是保罗他们不认识了。
It's not Paul that they did not know.
恰恰相反，是教会当中的一些蛊惑分子他们不认识了。
On the contrary, it's those bad people try to influence them that they did not know.
原来那些人表现出来的是一种的样式。
originally they show as one kind of person.
但是当属灵征战当中被那恶者利用的时候，这些人突然表现出来了另外一种的面目。
So during a spiritual warfare, these people is used by the evil ones, and they became another kind of person.
因此，他们就引诱一些的弟兄姊妹，不坚固的受到迷惑的弟兄姊妹，就开始去怀疑保罗的为人。
So they influence some of the unstable people to start to doubt Paul.
所以保罗为哥林多教会的信徒的祷告就是。到底你们还是要认识我们，能够以我们夸口。
So Paul's prayer for the Christian in Corinth is that you know us and boast for us.
好像我们在主耶稣的日子以你们夸口。
Just like we boast you in the days of the Lord Jesus.
保罗说：“原来我们是这样的亲密。”
Paul said we were so dear to each other.
互相以对方来夸口。
We boast for among each other.
我们在主里面是一家人，是同工，是战友。
We are one family in the Lord, and we fight together.
但是现在怎么突然好像不认识了一样
？But how come all of a sudden is that you don't know me?
那些蛊惑人的人
，those try to influence people.
故意用保罗他讲到两次行程变成一次行程，本来就是一个行程的一个改变而已。
They used the change of itinerary.
把这个扭曲。成为攻击保罗他的品格的一个污点。
Twisted it and then used it to attack Paul's character.
Yeah. 我在出来服侍不久。
When I just became a pastor not long.
那么就有听到有的牧师的这个分享，我很感动。
I heard some pastors sharing, I was so touched.
后来我又不止一次听到别的地方。的同工对别的牧师的这个长辈的牧者对其他的牧师的这个评价。
And later on, I heard some elder pastors comment on other pastors.
那都是同样一句话。
It's the same phrase.
这位牧师他在教会牧养很多年，临走的时候他自己做一个总结。
So this pastor pastor church for a very long time when before he left he wrote a summary.
他说。我有缺点，但是感谢神，在神的面前扪心自问，我没有污点。
So this pastor say, I have a weakness, but before God, I can say I don't have blemish.
啊，这个缺点和污点是有本质区别的。
The weakness and is different from blemish.
我们人都是有罪的，我们都是有很多很多的软弱，都是有很多属肉体的东西。
We are people. We are sinners. We have a lot of weakness, a lot of fleshy things.
但是当有人往我们身上去抹黑、泼脏水的时候
，But when people try to make it black and pour dirty water on us，
把神的仆人要污名化的时候
，They make a bad name of us。
传道人要说，感谢神，扪心自问，我没有污点。
The pastor need to say。When I ask my conscience, I don't have blemish.
那您知道吗？在有的教会里面，就牧师讲出这句话的时候，有人连这句话都去扭曲。
But sometimes in the church, when pastors say this, some people twist this word.
当牧师说自己有缺点、没有污点的时候，别人就说：“哦，你看这个牧师说自己没有瑕疵。”
So when pastors say, "I have weakness, but no blemish," but some people twist it as say, "The pastor say he's perfect, no blemish."
就把这个牧师的话完全扭曲，说你看这个牧师是多何等骄傲的人。
So they twisted and say the pastor is such a proud person.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗在这里是不是他很骄傲？他不认错。
Brothers and sisters, is Paul very proud here that he does not acknowledge his fault?
或者甚至从另外一个角度讲，有人会说保罗你何苦？你至于吗
？So from the other angle, you can say that.Why, Paul, did you do this? It's not worth it.
这么一件小事情，那么哥林多教会有人攻击你。
It's such a small thing when people in Corinth attack you.
你就闭口不言吗？你还值得为自己去辩解，还写到圣经里来了。
You don't need to even answer. Why do you defend yourself and even write in the Bible?
我们知道，如果保罗是为了他自己辩解，只是出于个人的缘故的话。那么他绝对不会这样去做，更不会写到圣经里面。
So we know that if Paul is only defending himself for his personal reason, it would not be in the Bible.
后面我们会看到保罗更是求神来为他做见证。
And later on, we'll see that God asked Paul asked God to be his witness.
他不是为了自己的名声，他是为了教会的缘故，是为了福音的缘故。
He's not for his own personal reason. He's for the sake of the church and for the sake of gospel.
保罗更不会为了息事宁人，就干脆说好，那我就什么都不讲。
So Paul will not say, okay, for just to put things over, I will not say anything.
您注意，有的时候我们需要什么都不讲。
Well, we need to pay attention that sometimes we need to just to be silent.
但是也有的时候需要勇敢地站出来。
But sometimes we need to come out and stand out.
我记得还在神学院读书的时候
When I was in a student in the seminary,
我们神学院里面的教授给我们这些未来要去做牧师传道人的这些年轻神学生讲过一句话
So all the seminary professors told all the future pastors one thing
啊，我很感谢神的一点就是我们那个神学院不但是非常的强调在主里面的这样一种的学术的严谨
So I give thanks to God the seminary I went not onlypay attention to the disciple of the Bible.
所有的这个教授都要有 PhD 的神学的博士的学位。
All the professors have PhD in theology.
而且每一位教授必须都要有牧会的经验。
And every professor has to have experience in pastoring a church.
平均是七年的经验。
Average is 7 years.
那我们有一位教授也是牧会多年，他就跟我们讲。
There's a professor, he pastored church very many years, and he told us.
他说你在服侍教会、牧养的教会过程当中，或早或晚、或多或少，你一定会遇到有人去诽谤、攻击你。
He said that when you pastor a church, sooner or later, there will be people slandering you, trying to say bad things about you.
然后教授就跟我们讲一句话，他说如果你犯的错，你一定要认。如果你没有犯的错，你绝不要为了息事宁人而去认。
So the professor said, if you made a mistake, you must acknowledge it. But if you did not make a mistake, do not acknowledge it, just to put the things down.
那么保罗在这里所做出来的，恰恰就是这样，为着福音的缘故，勇敢地站出来，不单是维护自己，而且是。维护主的教会。
So Paul did exactly the same. He stand up and defend himself for the church and for gospel.
第三点，保罗的辩解更是基于事实的辩解。
The third point is that Paul's defense is based on facts.
保罗说：“我早就有意到你们那里去啊，这样的一个心意也不是忽视忽非，反复不定的。”
So I intended to come to you before. I did not change my mind for nothing.
而且保罗这样做也是有充分的理由，而且他的这个行程也是确定的。
He has a good reason for doing this, and his itinerary was set.
但是有些人却扭曲这样的一个事实。
But some people twisted the fact.
却去攻击保罗他的为人和品行。
To attack Paul's character.
但最终事实能够表明一切，事实也能够见证我们行事为人到底是如何的。
But the truth, the fact will witness for us our character and what kind of person we are.
那保罗说我这个访问不单是经过周全的计划，而且也有很真切的保证。
My,
solidly planned.
I have a solid, thoroughly, the plan, solidly, the visit was solidly planned, but also,I have truthfully promised.
Yeah. 那保罗在这里说我的保证从三方面而来。
He said that I have three ways of promise.
第一个，我的这个事，我们前面讲到我们的题目叫做明辨是非啊。那么英文呢不是 judge right and wrong, 是 judge yes and no.
Our title is judge yes and no.
那保罗说首先父神为我做见证有一个字叫是 yes
so the first thing is the yes from God the Father
他说我只是信实神说我向你们所传的道并没有是而又非的
but as God is faithful our word to you was not yes and no
那在基督里坚固我们和你们的并且高我们的就是神
now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God、
弟兄姊妹们，我们所传的道不是又是 yes 又是 no， 没有这样子的。
Brother and sister, the gospel we are spreading is not both yes and no。
神的话语是清清楚楚的 ，yes 就是 yes，no 就是 no。
God's word is very clear. Yes is yes, no is no.
我们要传正直的道。
We need to spread the righteous gospel.
也要做正直的人。
We need to be a righteous person.
这两者是密切相关的。
These two are related.
你知道，很多时候，今天，尤其在今天的普世教会里面。
Very often, especially in today's time in the church.
有时候我们看到有的人传的那个道是扭曲的。
Sometimes we see that the message, the gospel they preach is twisted.
是掺了水的。
Is diluted.
是模糊的，模棱两可的。
Is not clear. It could be right, could be wrong.
是又迎合这样的人，又迎合那样的人，让谁听了都舒服的。
Is try to please everyone.
哎，是那种按摩教的，对不对？我们这个退休会里面，王牧师讲到按摩的福音。
It's a message that try to please everyone.
大家注意，如果有人道传的是扭曲的道
，if the gospel, the message is twisted,
那么往往可能这个人他内心也是歪的，也是一个扭曲的。
Very often the heart of the preacher is twisted.
那反过来，如果一个人心是歪的
，and on the other side, on the angle, when the heart is twisted.
那他传的道很可能也是不正的。
Very often the message is twisted too.
这两者是相关的。
These two are very closely related.
保罗说：“父神来我做见证。”
Paul said, "God is my witness."
高我们坚固我们的乃是神，我们来是正直的传神的道。
God established us, and we anointed us, and we are preaching God's righteous message.
神也为我们做见证。我们在神面前也是一个正直的人。
God also bearing witness for us. We are righteous person before God.
第二点，保罗说，我还有从基督而来的事。
The second point, Paul says that yes, from God the Son, Jesus Christ.
我们所传的耶稣基督也不是似而又非的，模棱两可的。
The Jesus that we are preaching is not yes and no. It's not.Both ways.
在他只有一事。
In Christ, there's only one yes.
那么神的应许不论多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的。
So God's
第二十节。
So for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen to the glory of God through us.
叫神因我们得荣耀。
So God will gain glory through us.
这个地方的 yes 这个是啊，比我们一般所说的说，哎，你是不是老王？你是不是老李？我是老王，我是老李，比这个呢还要更重一点。
The yes here is much more heavier than the regular yes we say to friends that I am yes I am she. It's very definite.
你怎么知道呢？后面保罗用了一个加重的一个词。
How do we know? Later on, Paul used a emphasis.
保罗说借着他也都是实在的，我们的英文把它直接原文翻出来，这个实在是什么呢？就是大家看到吗？阿们。
So Paul emphasized it with the word 阿们 in behind us to emphasize the yes.
我们基督徒祷告最后常常有一个阿们，对不对？
When we pray we usually end with an 阿们。
这个阿们是什么意思？
What does the 阿们 mean?
这阿们就是实实在在的意思，所以当我们祷告结尾说阿们，就是我是诚心的实在的发自内心的祈求，就是这个意思。
So amen means truthfully. So when we end a prayer with amen means I truthfully, honestly and sincerely mean it.
这个字非常有分量，因为耶稣的名就有一个名就是阿们。
So this word is very heavy because Jesus has a name and the name is amen.
他名称为实在的。
His name is truthful.
他不是是而又非的，他不是又对又错的，不是，在他就是实在的，就是对的。
He is truthful. He's not both yes and no. He's not both yes, good and wrong. He's very truthful. He's amen.
那在福音书里面，耶稣跟这个犹太人对话的时候，常常讲一句话，对吧？他说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”
So in the gospel, Jesus when he talked to Israel, he used a lot words is.I truly, I tell you.
那这个我实实在在 truly tell you， 实际上原文当中就是什么呢？就是 amen, amen, I go, I me， 就是实实在在的两次 amen, amen， 我跟你说，就这个意思。
So truthfully is Amen, so he's saying Amen, Amen, I tell you.
那耶稣是实在的，但是耶稣在世传道的时候，他有没有也被人污蔑诽谤啊？
So Jesus is very truthful. Was he slandered or defamed by other people?
耶稣被人诽谤的时候，他有没有去回答呢？
When he was slandered or defamed, did he defend himself?
你注意，圣经里面提到有两个方面，有的时候耶稣叫做什么呢？被骂不还口，被害不说，威吓的话。
So there are two aspects. Sometimes when Jesus was slandered, we saw that he did not return or say anything in return.
耶稣是逆来顺受。
Jesus endured everything that's upon him.
但并不总是这样子，也有的时候耶稣清清楚楚地回答他们。
But not always like this. Sometimes Jesus will respond clearly.
我们看看耶稣把这个 yes 清楚地讲出来是什么。
Let's see when Jesus say yes clearly.
马太福音27:11-12.
Matthew 27:11-12.
耶稣被犹太人卖，然后带到比拉多面前。
Jesus was betrayed by Jewish people and brought to the government.
Pilate. Yeah. 那么这个罗马巡抚比拉多就问他了。
So Pilate asked him.
你是犹太人的王吗？
It is as you. Are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣在这个地方他可以不回答。
Jesus can just keep silent.
因为那些人控告耶稣，就控告他说他自称是犹太人的王。
The Jewish accused Jesus. He say he's the king of Jews.
而且他们这个控告是非常的狡诈，是非常的有人的 fleshly wisdom， 有属肉体的智慧在里面。
The accusation is very involves a lot of fleshly wisdom.
耶稣来到世上，他是王，他是万王之王，万主之主，他是弥赛亚，受膏者。
Jesus came to the world. He's King of Kings. He's the Anointed One.
他是王，但是呢，对这些罗马人来说，如果一个人说我是犹太人的王，这就是带领犹太人要反叛，这是大罪。
So when Jesus say, if he say he's the king of Jewish, that indicates he is going to rebel against the Romans, and it's a very big sin, a sin for death.
耶稣基督明知道他们的这个狡诈和控告。
Jesus knew their treachery and the accusation.
但是这时候耶稣绝没有模棱两可，他说：“你说的是。”
But Jesus clearly say yes, what you said.
我是犹太人的王，我来就是来做王的。
I am the king of Jews. I came to be king.
但是当然不是像那些人所说的、所诽谤控告的那样的，地上这个建立一个大卫的国度，然后推翻罗马统治这样的一个政治军事的王。
But it is not as the Jewish people think that he would establish a Jewish kingdom and overthrow the Roman kingdom.
对，我们看到这些人去诽谤耶稣是非常的狡猾。
So we see that these people slandering Jesus was very tricky.
哎，常常就是似而又非，似是而非。
Sometimes it's looks right but it's wrong.
哎，你看马可福音第14章。
We see Mark 14.
他们控告耶稣的时候，就做假见证来告他。
They accuse Jesus and made false witness.
我们听见他说。我要拆毁这人手所造的殿，三日内就另造一座不是人手所造的。
We heard him say, "I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another one made without hands."
那首先我请问弟兄姊妹。
First, I ask brothers and sisters.
耶稣说：“你们拆毁这殿，三日内我要再建起来。”这话耶稣讲没讲过
？So did Jesus say, "Tear this down, tear this temple down, and I will build another one"? Did Jesus say this?
耶稣有没有说过这个话？
Did Jesus say this?
耶稣讲过，对不对？
Jesus did say this.
但是耶稣讲的是以他自己的身体为殿。
But Jesus was pointing to his own body as the temple.
指着自己死里复活。
He would die but resurrected.
那这些犹太人怎么样？他稍微 twist 一点点，扭曲一点点。
The Jewish people twisted what Jesus said.
说耶稣说我要拆毁这人手所造的殿。
He said, they say Jesus said he is going to tear down the temple.
好了，这一下子不单是前面把罗马人得罪了，因为他要做王要反抗，这一下把谁得罪了？把犹太人得罪了。
So, what Jews said Jesus offended the Roman kingdom because they say he wanted to be the king, and then later on he offended the Jewish people because he wanted to tear down the temple.
因为犹对犹太人来说，这个圣殿非常的神圣。
Because to Jews the temple is sacred.
你怎么能够随便就把殿给拆了呢？
How can you just tear down the temple?
这是大逆不道的事情。
It's unimaginable.
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督都被人多次这样的污蔑毁谤。
So Jesus was slandered and defamed many times by people.
那保罗被犹太人多次来诬告，又有什么稀奇呢
？So is it strange that Paul was accused many times by Jewish people?
那么在教会里面，这些人来诬告保罗。
In church, these people accuse Paul.
教会外面也是诬告保罗，到罗马人那去告保罗，说保罗也是煽动谋反的。
So outside the church, these people accuse Paul and brought him to Romans, saying that he is inciting rebellion.
但是保罗说，我从我的主耶稣基督那里来，有一个见证，我们不是是而又非的，我们就是一个是。
So I have my witness from my God. We are not yes and no, but we only have one yes.
第三点啊，不单是从圣父，不单从圣子，还有从圣灵而来的见证，这个是。
So the third point is not only from God, not from Jesus. The third one is yes from the Son.
The Spirit.
The Spirit.
是不是？那么罗马哥林多后书一章二十二节这一节呢，是我们这个礼拜的背诵默想经文，希望大家把它记下来。
So, Second Corinthians chapter 1:20, verse 22 is our memory verse for this week.
他用印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
Who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee.
大家注意啊，是 Spirit， 不是那个地方写错了。圣灵也来为我们做见证。
So Spirit also bear witness for us.
那这个地方前面讲到说，用印了我们。
So it talk about the Spirit sealed us with a seal.
使徒保罗多次讲到说，我们信主的人，我们受了圣灵的印记。
So Paul many times talk about who accept Christ have a seal from the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵的印记是什么意思呢
？What is the seal of the Holy Spirit?
这里有点背景，就是在当时这个罗马的时代呢，是有这个奴隶奴仆的。
So the background is this. In the Roman times, they do have slaves.
当一个人被另外一个人买走，他成为这个人的奴隶的时候
，So when a person become a slave of another person,
身上要打一个烙印。
So they put a seal on him.
表明他就属于这个人，那人是他的主。
So it symbolizes this person, this slave belong to that master.
所以保罗他就在这里宣告，他说我是神的仆人。
So Paul is declaring that I am the servant of God.
这个仆人 servant 这个词呢，实际上翻译比较客气一点。我们知道原文叫 bond servant， 就是一个怎么样呢？一个没有自由的一个奴仆奴隶。
So the translation servant is kind of gentle. The original meaning is bond servant, meaning he lost his freedom.
我们的身上打着圣灵的印记。
We have the seal of Holy Spirit on our body.
那既然我们属于神，属于圣灵，他是我们的主。
So we belong to God, belong to the Spirit. He is our Lord.
保罗说，我的主圣灵来为我做见证。
So Paul say, my Lord, the Spirit, bearing witness for me.
那同时，那些人攻击保罗。
When they attacked Paul.
就不是攻击保罗的，是攻击他的主。
They are not only attacking Paul, they are also attacking Paul's Lord.
那罗马书十四章第四节，在这个地方，同样保罗也是在罗马书当中有讲到。
So in Romans 14, verse 4, Paul also said,
他说你是谁，竟论断别人的仆人，你竟论断别人的奴仆呢？就这个意思。
Who are you to judge another's servant?
他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
To his own master does he stand or fall? Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand.
既然我们有这个印记，我们的主负我们的责任。
So since we have the seal, Lord would be responsible for us.
那么还有后半句。
There's the latter part of the verse.
更加的美，圣灵还有一个功用。
There's another function of the Holy Spirit.
这个功用是圣灵在我们心里来做凭据。
So the second function, the Spirit is our guarantee.
那个凭据呢又是另外的一个词，跟当时这个罗马文化有相关。
So this word guarantee is also has a history background in Romans time.
就当时这个商业社会，比如说大家要做一个交易，然后呢确定了说我们现在这个交易达成，然后我付一些定金给你。
So at that time when they have a commercial trade, they will put a down payment.
哎，那这个定金呢，就是一个凭据的意思 ，guarantee。
The down payment is the guarantee.
啊，那我们基督徒的 guarantee 是什么呢？是圣灵。
So what is the guarantee for our Christian? It's the Spirit.
圣灵给我们一个印记，表明我们是属于神的。
So Spirit gives us a seal, so it shows that we belong to God.
圣灵又给我们一个凭据。
Spirit gives us a guarantee.
这个定金已经给你了。
The down payment is already given.
表明神的应许一定会实现。
It shows that God's promise will become true.
这个应许是什么呢？
What is the promise?
你既是神的仆人，注意你也是神的儿女啊。
If you are God's servant, you are God's children.
有一天你要承受产业。
One day you will receive the inheritance.
神一切的应许要在你身上实现。
All the promises from God will become true in you.
所以这里给我们看到人的良心还不够完全。
So we see that our conscience is not perfect.
圣灵鉴察人心，烙上印记，有一天一切都会显明。
So the Spirit give us a seal and give us a guarantee. Someday everything will become true.
那保罗说，我这个访问不单有一个真切的保证。
So Paul said, we not only have
真切的保证 ，truthy promise.
Truthy promise.
啊，而且呢，也是得到了合理的推迟。
It also was thoughtfully postponed.
保罗在第二十三节说，我呼吁神给我的心做见证。
Moreover, I call God as a witness against myself.
我没有到哥林多那里去是有原因的。
That to spare you, I came no more.
那什么原因呢？保罗说，我不是为了辖管你们。
Not that we have dominion over you, your faith.
而是为了帮助你们。
But our fellow workers for you, for your joy.
是帮助你们的快乐。
For your joy.
保罗说，我没有到你们去是为你们好。
Paul said that I didn't go to you is for your own good.
因为保罗在知道哥林多教会的光景，在这样一个痛苦当中，保罗知道如果他去了，那个结果不大会漂亮。
So Paul knows the condition of the church of Corinth. He knows if he go at that time, it will not be have good result.
所以保罗是宽容他们，多给他们的时间，给他们一些的忍耐。
So Paul is spared them and give them time and endurance.
保罗没有去是为他们好。
Paul didn't go is for their own good.
但是哥林多教会这些信徒他们不理解，反过来回来还要去攻击保罗。
But the people in Corinth did not understand it and they turned around and attacked Paul.
只是一番好心，但是却被别人误解，却被别人来攻击。你有没有遇到过这样的事情？
So Paul was meant for good, but then was attacked because of it. Have you experienced this?
听说没有遇到过这样的事情。
You haven't experienced this.
你本来是为一个人的好。
You was for the good of that person.
所以你没有做一件事情，或者做了一件事情。
You did or did not do something.
你没有说一句话，或者说了一句话。
You said or did not say something.
结果对方反而去攻击你，反而跟你反目成仇。
But that person turn around and attack you and become your enemy.
圣经里面太多了。
It's a lot of in the Bible.
很多时候我们人对神不就是这样子吗？
Sometimes we do the same thing to God.
我再给大家举一个例子。
I'll give you another example.
旧约里面呢有一个先知。
There's a prophet in the Old Testament.
但这个先知呢不是一个好的先知。
But he's not a good prophet.
这个先知叫巴兰。
This prophet named Balaam.
这个巴兰呢受了巴勒的贿赂，巴勒王的贿赂。
Balaam was bribed by the king of 巴勒。
那他就呢去要让他去咒诅以色列人。
For him to curse the Israelites.
这个巴兰呢他就是一个似而又非的人。他说这个神的子民我不能咒诅，但是你多给我点时间我祷告祷告。
Balaam is a person that both yes and no. He said, Israelites are God's people. I cannot curse them. But if you give me more money, I'll think about it. I'll pray about it.
然后他就一见钱眼开，结果呢他就要去。
Because of the money, he wanted to go.
Yeah. 在去的路上结果怎么样？他骑了一头驴，带这儿的故事吧。
You know the story, right? On the road to the Israelites, he has a donkey.
在一个到越走在两道相加的地方呢，这个他的驴不往前走了。
So when they come to a narrow pass, the donkey stopped.
又往这边，然后又往这边，然后他就使劲去这个拉这个驴，结果把他脚还给挤伤了。
He tried to make the donkey go, but then he pushed against the wall and he hurt his leg.
然后这个巴兰就勃然大怒。
And Balaam was so angry.
他去打他的驴。
He hit the donkey.
啊，然后这个驴一急，驴都说话了。
And the donkey spoke.
驴说我是好心的。
Donkey said, I am for your good.
你看到前面有拿刀的天使，你再往前走，你的命就没了。
Donkey said, there are angels in front of you that are holding knives. If you go forward, you lost your life.
这个驴是要救他。
The donkey wants to save Balaam.
结果这个巴兰还去打这个驴。
The Balaam hit the donkey.
一片好心，但是不被巴兰所理解。
Donkey was for Balaam's good, but Balaam did not understand it.
哎呀，我就是有时候想啊，真是我们这个人很多时候，这个中国中文那句词不太好听了，把一个人的好心当成什么什么。
So, a lot of Chinese, there's a word, we take others' good heart and become something, you know.
我说，如果你当成什么什么什么，那个驴都要讲话的。
So if we take it as something bad, the donkey would say something.
很多时候其实我们的神啊，不就是像那样一个很可爱的，就这个不是骂人的话，大家注意啊，就像一个那个驴驹一样。
Sometimes our God is like the cute donkey.
他都是为我们好。
It's for our good.
但是我们却怎么样呢？我们却还拒绝神，抵挡神，污蔑神。
But we fight against him, we slander him, and we fight against him.
好，除了我们的神之外，在这世上还有两种人。
Besides our God, there are two kinds of people.
我说很像巴兰的驴。
They are like Balaam's donkey.
首先第一个就是父母。
The first one is our parents.
啊，我们在座的孩子们，你们一定要听好。
If you are a child, somebody's kids here, you must listen.
很多时候你们的爸爸妈妈就像那个巴兰的驴一样。
Sometimes your parents are like the donkey of the Balaam.
都是为你们的好啊。
It's for your goodness.
然后那孩子还听了，哎呀，咬牙切齿，我这爸妈不让我干这个，我妈妈不让我做那个。
But the kids are so angry. He was saying, my parents don't let me do this, don't let me do that.
你不知道前面就是万丈深渊。
You didn't know that there's a very deep cliff in front of you.
我记得几年以前，我还没来咱们 CCMC 的时候，有一次来讲到给大家讲过一个故事。
So I remember a few years ago, I was not a pastor at CCMC. I came here and gave a sermon. I told you a story.
在咱们南方有时候会有这个 hurricane, 有飓风。
The southern states, sometimes we have hurricane.
那飓风之后呢，大家就出来透透气，散散步。
After hurricane, we come out and take a walk and have some fresh air.
然后飓风过后呢，有很多树不是倒下来吗？
And there's a lot of tree limbs fell after the hurricane.
就像前两个月我们那个 Dorman 那个树倒了，有的地方停电停三天，热得不得了。
Just like a few weeks ago, there's a hurricane and the tree fell and in Durham, they lost electricity for a few days.
那么两个妈妈带着自己的孩子出来散步，两个孩子呢就在往前跑得很欢啊，关了好几天。
So two moms with their two kids came out and take a walk.And the two kids run around ahead because they were inside for many days.
两个妈妈几乎同时看到远远的前面有一个断的电线在地上。
So both moms saw there's a electric line on the ground in front of them.
那两个妈妈同时喊出来说 "Stop! 快停下来！"
The both mom yelled out, "Stop!"
有一个孩子很乖听话，立刻就停下来。
One of the kids was very good and stopped right away.
另外一个孩子说，我这个妈妈很讨厌，我不要听她的。
The other kid thinking, I don't like to be told, so he just keep on running.
继续往前跑，结果就触电了。
He keep on running and touched the live electric line.
这是真实的事情。
This is a true story.
所以我说，这个世界上至少有两类人很像那个巴兰的驴，首先一个就是父母。
So I say there are two kinds of people like the donkey of Balaam. The first one is parents.
这还有一类人是什么人吗？
What's the other kind of person?
就是牧师。
It's pastors.
因为牧师常常要讲得罪人的话。
Because pastor always sometimes need to say something that offend people.
我们是凭着诚实，凭着圣经主的话语来讲道。
We have to say things according to the Bible, according to the truth, to tell people.
按照人的本性，我们都是喜欢讲迎合人人喜欢听的那个好话。
According to human nature, we always want to please other people.
但是我们知道神的道是扎心的。
The truth of God is breaking the heart.
按照人的本性，按照人的老我，是不愿意听的。
But according to our own personal, our own old nature, we don't want to listen.
是得罪人的。
It's offending.
所以没有办法，你要做神的仆人，你就要做巴兰的驴。
But there's no other way. If you want to be a pastor, you have to be the donkey of the baler.
第二点，保罗说，我的访问得到合理的推迟，不是为了忧愁，乃是为了喜乐。
The second point, Paul said, my visit was thoughtfully postponed. It's not because of sorrow, but for joy.
保罗在这一段里一次一次提到忧愁这个词。
Paul mentioned sorrow many times in this passage.
但他要强调的为的是说没有忧愁。
But he is emphasizing not for sorrow.
你看，乃是为了能够在见面的时候，我们在主里面有主内的喜乐。
It is for joy, so when we meet you, we will have joy in the Lord.
也是为了能够让哥林多教会的信徒是真的是为着自己的这个罪来忧伤。
And it's also for the people in Corinth to be sorrowful for their own sin.
那么经过忧伤以后，能够在主里面得到这样一个重建的一个喜乐。
So after sorrow experience in the Lord, we can be rebuilt and feel the joy.
好，我们来看第三点。
The third point.
保罗说，不是为了伤害，而是为了真爱。
Paul says, not for hurt, but for love.
保罗说，先心里难过痛苦，多多流泪，写信给你们。
For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you.
所以我们又说这个哥林多后书又叫泪信。
So some people say the Second Corinthians is a letter of tears.
有人认为我们讲过说这个失传的那封信是泪信。
Some people say the letter of tears is lost.
但是也有人说，实际上这个哥林多后书就是泪信。
But some people say the Second Corinthians is the letter of tears.
保罗是满怀着他的感情。
Paul is filled with all the feelings,
来忠告、劝告、责备哥林多教会的信徒们。
And try to advise, to counsel the believers in Corinth.
但是包括保罗讲的这些蛮重的话，他们不愿意听的话。
But it also included very heavy words that the people in Corinth did not want to hear.
实际上不是为了伤害他们，而是为着爱他们，挽回他们。
It's not to hurt them, but to love them and bring them back.
我们在教会当中也是一样。
It's the same in the church.
教会里面有的时候也需要有责备。
So sometimes in the church, we need to have scolding discipline.
也需要有属灵的管教。
It's spiritual discipline.
也需要甚至要执行教会的纪律。
And sometimes we need to discipline according to the bylaw.
但是所做的这一切的出发点不是为了拆毁，而是为了建造重建一个人。
But the reason we do all this is not to tear it down, but to build it up.
是为了挽回一个人。
We want to bring people back.
是真正在主里面去爱一个人。
It's a true love in Christ.
我们就停在这。
We are going to stop here.
我们要思想。
We need to think about.
我们今天人生在世。
We live in this world today.
我们在服侍主的过程当中。
When we serve God.
我们什么事情需要辩解，什么事情不需要辩解。
When do we need to defend and when do we don't need to defend?
保罗到底是为了什么为自己辩解？
Why did Paul defend himself?
当我们被人误解乃至毁谤攻击的时候。
When you are misunderstood or even slandered by others.
我们是不是有从良心、品格、事实，更重要的是从神而来的见证
？Do you have a testimony from your conscience, character, facts, and God?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们感谢您给我们圣灵的印记。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the seal of the Holy Spirit.
给我们永生的凭据。
Give us a guarantee of eternal life.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
全心全意来服侍我们的万王之王、万主之主。
Wholeheartedly we serve the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
求主保守您自己的众儿女，让我们在主面前有一颗无愧的良心。
We pray that you will keep all our hearts pure and clean conscience.
在这个诡诈悖谬的时代当中
In this world
我们不做一个是而又非的人
We are not people of yes and no
我们做一个实实在在的人
We are people of truthfulness
忠心传讲主的话语
We will spread the gospel truthfully
直到主再来的日子
Until Jesus Christ come again
奉耶稣基督的名
Pray in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen. Amen.